The Jacksonville Jaguars continue to clean house, man. They just released Evan Engram, who joined the team in 2022, played three seasons here with the Jags, played his first five seasons, of course, with the Giants. He's now 31 years old, and I can't say this was a surprise because, well, he had a cap number of $19.5 million this season. It doesn't save them that much against the cap. It's just under $6 million that they save, but the writing was on the wall for this. We had already heard from the new regime. Of course, general manager James Gladstone and head coach Liam Cohen, they were talking up Renton Strange. And I'm going to get to Strange in a minute here. But they're remaking this roster and getting rid of some of the veteran players. Now, of course, this would be age 31 season for Evan Engram. Was not able to stay healthy last year, but I know a lot of fantasy folks are going to have fond memories of 2023 when he put up 114 catches. Goes for 963, only scored four touchdowns. He's never been a touchdown guy. His career best actually came in his rookie season. He had six touchdowns with the Giants that year. Of course, that was a year where the Giants had like basically every single wide receiver injured by the end of the year, so he was kind of Eli Manning's only weapon, but never really a touchdown guy, more of a high-volume guy, and even then, not massive volume. Other than the 114-catch season, his second-best season, 73 catches. That came in his first year with the Jags in 2022. So the perception of Evan Engram may be skewed a bit by that outlier season. I'm going to call it an outlier season for sure in 2023. Wasn't able to stay healthy last year. Had a little bit of that early in his career, though in the middle of his career was kind of durable enough, let's call it. He's going to find a landing spot, but I know how this goes. I see it all the time. He'll be 31 years old, which is not old for a tight end, but still there's this tendency in fantasy football where people follow the name and they kind of ignore the most recent production. And when we're talking about an older player, the most recent production is very important. So be careful here. I mean, yes, there's a scenario absolutely where he could land in a dream spot. And we'll reevaluate when we get there. Obviously, we can't really say what his fantasy value is until we find his spot. Now, of course, he is able to sign immediately because he was released. So he's not a free agent in the conventional sense where his contract expires at League New Year and then he can sign after League New Year. He could sign tonight. You know, he could sign tomorrow. He could sign over the weekend. Heck, he may not. You know, sometimes they don't sign until after League New Year. Or maybe they don't sign at all. But in his case, I don't think that's going to be. I think that somebody's going to reach out and sign him because you do get a decent enough skill set there, especially in the passing game from Engram. So that's his side of it. But dynasty managers especially, but even redraft now, Brenton Strange is a huge winner here. Like I said, it's not a surprise. We figured this move was going to take place, and by we, I don't just mean I'm talking about myself in the plural. Collectively, you know, people who cover football, this wasn't a shocking move. We expected Evan Engram to be out, and especially after we hear the organization talking up Brenton Strange. Now, we saw a couple instances where Strange flashed last season. Probably the big one was in week 15. Not even probably. It was in week 15. He had 11 catches for 73 yards on 12 targets in that contest. But he had a couple other games, you know, early in the season. He had three for 65. Three catches isn't amazing, but 65 yards. And what I found so interesting about Brenton Strange is that early in the season, he was seeing a lot of looks downfield. Like in that game, his average air yards per target was 17 yards in week two. Now, it ended up being 7.4 for the season, which is like a normal number for a tight end. But he can give you those downfield looks. Now, the question is, what kind of volume are we going to be looking at? We already know the team, they have their alpha. You know, you got Brian Thomas, you got your alpha. But beyond Brian Thomas, here's where things get interesting. You have Parker Washington, Brenton Strange's college teammate. You still have Gabe Davis on that roster. I think we know at this point what Gabe Davis is. So is there a world where Brenton Strange is the number three target? Is there a world where he's the number two? I think that might be pushing it. I do. But as the number three target in an offense that will be relatively pass-centric if Liam Cohen does what I think he's going to do. Now, they're going to run the football. Don't get me wrong. We saw in Tampa how that worked for Bucky Irving. But we also saw in Tampa how it worked for Baker Mayfield. So a pass-centric offense, spreading the ball around a little bit, but obviously giving it to that dude, Brian Thomas, first and foremost. I can see a case being made for Brenton Strange in the tight end two conversation, at least initially. Now, of course, if you know me, you know I'm not going to go to the extreme. I'm not going to come on here and be like, Brenton Strange, instant top 10. Like, no, definitely not. But Brenton Strange, upside tight end too. Yeah, I think that case could be made. Now, putting the cart in front of the horse just a little bit here in the 5 minutes after this news broke, but it's an interesting thought. It's a thought definitely worth exploring in best ball for now, and we'll see if we explore that thought in August when fantasy drafts roll around. But the cool thing here, and what I love about tight end twos, is every single year, there are tight end twos who become tight end ones. Every single year, right? It's not all of them, obviously, but you have two or three of those guys every year make a leap. And Brenton Strange is poised for that leap potentially here. And now, with Evan Engram out of the way, he gets the opportunity. FTNFantasy.com is the website. Go check it out. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter. Also at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. All right, I'll catch you soon for another one.